The left has been obsessed with America's faults, historic and present. It demands that we acknowledge the injustices of our society and country throughout its existence as if such has never been done. The entire obsession is folly in many ways. First, the left and those seduced by its claims are putting their faith in fantasy that some extra public penance or self-abasement will provide solutions for problems. An example, Hollywood entertainers expressing solidarity for homeless people sleeping on a crate once a year. All it does is bring attention and adulation to those showing concern. It doesn't fix anything. It's a bit like the aristocracy throwing coins in the street to the extreme poor while passing through London or Paris in their gilded carriages. It's an ineffective and false charity. Second, it is a completely false idea that Americans do not recognize and study our mistakes and failures. As a people, we have a long history of agonizing over such, resulting in massive political change. Think the end of the powerful Whig Party, which dissolved away as people defected to the new Republican Party because the Whigs weren't sufficiently anti-slavery. Our history demonstrates constant reaction to faults with corrective action on all fronts, from economic panics to social injustice to unpopular military action. Open a school history book and you'll find faults and corrections as the dominant theme. The left is wrong in charging that we do not recognize and work to cure faults. It's about all we do, and that's part of the genius of our self-correcting system framed by our Constitution, which, by the way, the left wants to end. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.